Hello and welcome to Market Minutes. I am Nandita Khemka. It's Friday, the 13th of June, and here are the top stories this morning. Israel has conducted military strikes against Iran early this morning to block Tehran from developing atomic weapons. Iranian media and witnesses reported explosions, including at the country's main uranium enrichment facility. Calling the offensive Rising Lion, Israel has said it is also targeting Iranian commanders and missile factories and declared a state of emergency in anticipation of retaliatory missiles and drone strikes by Tehran. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel targeted Iranian scientists working on a nuclear bomb, its ballistic missile program, and its Natanz uranium enrichment facility in an operation that would continue for days. Meanwhile, the US has said that it was not involved and hence Iran should not target the US. Oil prices have flared up with the Brent surging to $75 and the US crude futures spiking over 8%. Meanwhile, gold futures have jumped over 1% amid safe haven rush. It's a knee-jerk reaction across the global equity markets as well. US futures are in a free fall with the Dow futures plunging nearly 600 points and the Nasdaq futures slumping nearly 2%. It's a deep red across Asian markets as well, with both Nikkei and Kospi logging steep losses. The Lal Street too is bracing for impact as the GIFT Nifty has tumbled over 250 points, indicating a gap down start. Indian equity market ended lower on Thursday as sentiment took a further hit in the wake of the Ahmedabad plane crash. Stocks were on the back foot on weekly expiry day amid renewed tariff uncertainty and rising geopolitical tensions in the Middle East. The Nifty snapped a six-day winning streak, slipping even below the 24,900 mark. But it did manage to defend the 20 DMA level of 24,860. The cuts were deeper across the broader end of the markets, with both the mid and small cap indices shedding nearly 2% apiece. Market breadth was weak, with the NSE advance decline ratio at 3:1. Nearly 6 lakh crores were eroded from the market capitalization of BSE-listed companies on Thursday. The India VIX surged by over 2.5%, indicating a rise in market volatility and growing nervousness among market participants. All the sectors ended the day in the red, with autos and realty being the worst hit. Tata Motors, Shriram Finance, Trent and Titan were among the top laggards on the Nifty. Oil marketing companies saw a big fall following the sharp surge in crude prices, and capital market stocks continued to see selling pressure. Looking at the flows picture, foreign investors were net sellers for a second straight session as they pulled out over 3,800 crore rupees in equities. On the other hand, DII buying support continues, with domestic investors pumping in nearly 9,400 crore rupees in the cash market. Experts advise caution and placing tight stop losses in the current environment, marked by elevated market volatility amid global uncertainty. Let's now turn our attention to all the stocks that will be grabbing the spotlight in trade today. Reliance Industries will be in focus after it sold 3.5 crore equity shares of Asian Paints through Siddhant Commercials at 2,201 rupee per share. Post the stake sale, Reliance holds a reduced stake of 87 lakh shares in Asian Paints. HCL Tech will be on investors' radar as Volvo Cars has partnered with the company to drive its next phase of engineering transformation. Now let's talk about the Jubilant Group stocks. Sources indicate that the Bhartia family is likely to offload shares in three group companies: Jubilant Foodworks, Jubilant Ingrevia and Jubilant Farmova via block deals. They may sell up to 13.2 million shares in Foodworks, 12 million shares in Ingrevia and 5.6 million shares in Farmova. In another update, Jubilant Farmova has announced plans to sell its API unit to its arm Jubilant Biosys via a slump sale. Canara Bank will also be in focus. The PSU lender will raise up to 3,500 crore rupees via Tier 1 bonds and 6,000 crore rupees via Tier 2 bonds in FY26. In the manufacturing space, Dixon Technologies has signed a joint venture agreement with Signify to set up a joint venture company that will manufacture lighting products for OEMs. Torrent Power will also be in the limelight as its arm Torrent Green Energy has bagged a 300 megawatt wind power project from SECI worth 2,650 crore rupees. And lastly, DCM Shriram is set to acquire 100% stake in Gujarat-based Hindustan Specialty Chemicals for 375 crore rupees. It's time now for a Voice of the Day segment. Siddharth Bhamre of Asit C. Mehta Investment Intermediates shares his thoughts on the way forward for the market, especially in the wake of rising geopolitical tensions. Let's listen in.
Looking at the external environment now, the geopolitical tension rising in Middle East, crude oil prices have significantly gone up. And that would, pose challenge for us because RBI has front-loaded the interest rate cut. And if crude oil price continues to rise, though we don't feel it should go above 80, that would probably, lead to again inflation coming back. Though the recent inflation numbers are quite docile, nevertheless, higher crude oil price changes the equation for our country. At the same time, we are seeing, dollar depreciating, dollar index going down, gold going up. All these factors suggest that the uncertainty in global arena has still not subsided. And within this volatility, we have bounced, market have bounced from lower levels. I think the upside on immediate basis looks very limited. There can be some downside, but I think it would be too premature to say that this downside can lead to a big correction or a bear market. I think we are in a time consolidation phase where there's more of sectoral churning which is happening in market. We might, correct, a bit, but then I guess good money can be made if right sectoral churn is done.
Before we wrap up, a look at key macro data that came out last evening. India's consumer price index eased to 2.82% in May, down 34 basis points from 3.16% last month, marking the lowest reading since February 2019. The fall was sharper than expectations of 2.95%. That's all we have for you on Market Minutes today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news and updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you on Monday, same time, same place. Thanks for listening.